Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschalt, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park after the Vikings opened up the season with a great win at Tennessee, 25-16. Always good to win, even better when you can get those wins on the road. You guys want to talk about it and you have questions, so let's get right to work. Question number one comes from Steven in Maryland. Great win yesterday for our Vikes. What do you think we did the best and what areas should we focus on more to improve? Well, let's start with what looked really good. How about the pass protection? No sacks allowed. The offensive line, the backs, and the tight ends, they kept Sean Hill clean and upright in the pocket, and that allowed the passing game to click a little bit. 236 yards passing for Sean Hill on 18 completions. That included 7 receptions of 15 yards or more. So the offense found a way to explode from time to time. Now, what can we work on? Well, how about the red zone? 3 trips into the red zone, no touchdowns. That's something you definitely want to work on. The keys to improving in the red zone, run the ball and stay away from penalties. The Vikings had a penalty in the red zone that knocked them out of scoring range. The next question comes from Bob. Why is 1st and 10 for Minnesota 99% of the time a running play up the middle with AP making 1 or 2 yards? There has to be more imagination available. Bob, I think you're the one using your imagination. The Vikings had 21 first down snaps through the third quarter and the first drive of the fourth quarter, and they had 12 passes and 9 runs on those first down snaps. So I thought the imagination was pretty good. The Vikings knew Tennessee was stacking the box, so they were trying to make him pay in the passing game. And as we just discussed, the Vikings had almost 240 yards of passing. So I thought the play calling was very good for the offense on Sunday. James Watson has the next question. It's actually a suggestion. Screenplays will help get the run game going. Well, yeah, the Vikings running game was not clicking on all cylinders. Tennessee committed to stopping the run. Now, the Vikings are going to continue to see that this season, but hopefully the running game can pick up some momentum and improve as the season goes on. James might be right. The screen game could help. Maybe we'll see some of that in Green Bay. Our next question comes from Thomas in the Czech Republic. What do you think Mike Zimmer will do at quarterback next week? It will be hard to bench Hill after Sunday's performance. Well, I'm certainly not going to make the decision for Coach Zimmer. I think he was pulling all the right strings on Sunday in Tennessee, including at the quarterback position. We don't know what Coach Zimmer is going to do, and something tells me he's not going to tell us before the game either. Either way, the Vikings have to play well around the quarterback. The pass protection has to be good, which it was on Sunday, and the running game has got to get going. The key is to play complementary football. That's what the Vikings did in the second half in Tennessee. That's what they're going to need to do for the whole game against Green Bay on Sunday night. Our next question comes from Tyler. Any reason why Treadwell didn't play? Well, I don't think it's an indictment on the rookie. He had a very good preseason and a good training camp. But the Vikings are a quality team. They won the division last year. They have good depth at wide receiver. So it's going to take a rookie, even a first rounder, a while to work himself into a lineup. I think Laquan will contribute this year, but it didn't surprise me that he didn't play in the first game. Our last question comes from Tom. Too many penalties when we get in the red zone? Yes, because any penalties in the red zone represents too many, and the Vikings did have one, a holding call against Andre Smith in the red zone that backed them up out of scoring range. You have to eliminate those mistakes. It's hard enough as it is to score in the red zone because of the compressed field, less field for the defense to have to defend. So you got to get rid of those mistakes. Negative plays and penalties will kill you no matter where you are, but especially in the red zone. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We're going to be back next week with another edition, so make sure you send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com all week. It's Packer week, a big game coming up on Sunday night against Green Bay. It is the regular season debut of U.S. Bank Stadium on NBC's Sunday Night Football. So lots to discuss between now and kickoff. You can catch all of it right here on Vikings.com.